Okay, so verse 8 says the reason Jesus came was to destroy the devil's work. But many don't say much about this and only seem to talk about Jesus coming to save us, which is the primary reason, which I guess is salvation or to destroy the devil's work.
Well, I think the primary reason is to destroy, that Christ came to destroy the devil's work, but the way it is done by, first of all, his providing salvation for us, and salvation in terms of our personal salvation is just a foretaste of the ultimate salvation that is yet to be gotten for us at the second coming. And in other words, the light has shone. Sometimes we live in a world and it seems like it's pretty rotten and pretty wicked, but you know, in the first century, the light was very, very dim. It was the light of the gospel in the Jewish faith, those who were looking to God to provide a Messiah. But with the coming of Christ, suddenly the light has shone in the darkness. And now the gospel goes to Gentiles as well as Jews. And so the gospel starts to go forth so that by the end of the first century, much of the Mediterranean world already had the gospel. By 300 AD, Christianity becomes a religion of the whole of the Roman Empire. And since then, Christianity has continued to grow and grow and grow. Now, we know that everybody that says they're Christian is not necessarily born again. But the fact is, God is destroying the works of the devil. Ultimately, we will see a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. So the cross is the beginning of the end. That's why, as we said last week, everybody in the New Testament now sees themselves as in the last days, because basically the things that happened to destroy the devil's work happened in Jesus, and the process has begun. Remember in Narnia, you know, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? It's winter's there, but spring is coming. And that's the way we live. Yes, we see a lot of sin, but we still know God is going to be victorious, and His purposes will be done.